It sure is, Amber. It's an incredibly fast-moving use of technology. In my own role, it is the first time that anybody's had responsibility for artificial intelligence, even though we know it's going to seep into and is already in every government department at the moment. In my own role in the Department of Enterprise, I suppose the big challenge for us is to make sure that all businesses, whether technology businesses or not, we know that AI has a role to play in helping businesses to flourish, to grow, to create efficiencies, to be effective, and maybe a lot around marketing can be achieved through AI tools as well. There's obviously a little bit of nervousness out there too about what it means in a time when there's so much misinformation and disinformation on the internet. AI is something that probably seems like another uphill challenge and battle to try and bring it in. But I suppose the role of the government is to ensure that AI is legislated for is the first thing, that people who are using AI and developing AI tools can use what we call sandboxes. And a sandbox essentially means it's software where you can try and test AI tools you may be developing and be sure that they fall within the regulation of the EU, not just in Ireland, within the EU. So really the regulation is to give those who might be developers and programmers and analytical scientists some security and safety around the tools that they're developing. But another aspect of the job is to ensure that enterprises, small and medium sector businesses, open up their idea, open up their horizons to what AI can do to improve their business. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. And I know you mentioned when you were talking earlier on, you have quite ambitious targets, I suppose, for the next couple of years. Talk us through some of those.
Yeah, well, we have a national AI and digital strategy, which was launched back in 2023. And currently, the department is open for further consultation with those who have any ideas or suggestions of how we can accelerate the SME sector into the use of digital tools and AI tools. So we're open for those suggestions until mid-September. So if anybody's interested in consulting with the department, go on the government website or just phone us up in the Department of Enterprise. Always delighted to engage and talk to people on the ground who are experiencing, I suppose, the challenges that are there around being involved in AI and digitalisation. But we have very ambitious targets, which is that we would have 75% of enterprise, small and medium sectors, all using AI tools by 2030, which is a challenge, but of course we always like a challenge in government. I suppose I consider myself very lucky to have the role that I do, which is AI, digitalisation and trade promotion, and of course they all knit very well together in the Department of Enterprise, and we want to ensure that we put the financial services and support in place. And when I say the financial supports, I do mean funding to local businesses. And I mean, I know the hub here in Kerry is doing incredible work to try and, I suppose, be the collaborator between business, big business, the big corporate companies, and also smaller startups, to be that conduit that gives them that introduction and opens doors for the small startup businesses that might not necessarily get into the bigger companies. Those kind of doors that startups would find it very, very difficult to get into in the first place. So the hub here in Kerry is doing incredible work and really important for the region, not just for the county, for the region, in developing those relationships. And the job of the department is to work with the hub, to work with the LEOs across the country, to work with IDA, to work with Enterprise Ireland to ensure that we have the financial supports in place that allow businesses, as I said, to take up these new tools, new innovations, new technologies that are there for them to use.
There's a lot for SMEs to take on at the moment, you know, because I suppose red tape and just, I suppose, everything, you know, there's the cost of energy, I suppose, rising, and there's a lot for them to meet and a lot of struggles for them. So for some people, it might seem like a lot for them to take on AI now as well. But do you think it's important that they embrace it, I suppose, and they avail of maybe those funds that the government might be providing? Because is it the way forward, I suppose, to keep their business maybe successful and thrive into the future, do you think, Minister?
I do indeed, and I do also appreciate that anybody who's in a startup, anybody that's a small or medium sector business, it's incredibly time consuming. I think it takes every ounce of a person's being if they are somebody who's an entrepreneur, and I appreciate that there's so much pulling out of them in terms of the cost of doing business, HR, human resources. We're at 100% employment in today's world, which means, you know, having staff, retaining staff, getting the expertise, getting the skill set is a huge challenge. And you're right, I'm sure people think, oh my god, something else for me to have to worry about or take on. So I suppose my objective is that we do take the worry idea of it, that we do provide the financial support. And there's the Grow Digital vouchers, which can be got through the local LEO. And if people would talk to their local enterprise office, which I know provide great support and expertise and can provide, be the conduit again in supporting businesses to get the Grow Digital vouchers, which is up to 5,000, and can be that teasing out of what are the challenges within your business to allow somebody who's expert in the area to tell you, well, this is how AI can actually cut back on the work and create the efficiencies you want to create.
Something we've spoken a lot about on the show is AI. I suppose, you know, we've had different people on who are using it, I suppose, and just, you know, talking about having policies and things in place. And that is one of the fears, I suppose, that it's so fast moving and it's constantly evolving and constantly changing that the legislation just isn't there and it's not up to date. Is that something that the government is going to try and prioritise, maybe to try and, I suppose, keep up the pace with it, to make sure that it is being used in an ethical way? Because that is hugely important.
It is. And that's why we are establishing a national AI office. And that national AI office will be a go-to place and a human being at the end of the phone for companies to pick up the phone to, because we don't want the legislation to scare people. We want the legislation to give people certainty as to how, what AI tools are safe to use, that they've been tried, that they've been tested, that they fall within the regulation. So it actually should bring certainty to businesses who want to engage in AI tools. Another aspect of what you asked me about was the research and innovation, which is why as a government we are going to establish an AI observatory. Now, what is an AI observatory? An AI observatory is almost like a research pool. So all the research can be done in terms of finding where AI tools are going. You heard the word predictive in there when they were talking about data analytics. So that's to predict where the trends are going with AI. And also to be prescriptive, which I thought was a useful word when you were talking about AI tools, to also assist businesses in finding out when should they market their product, where should they market their product, so they can be more targeted in their approach.
That's really interesting. And Minister Smith, another thing that we did hear about inside there as well was the importance of education, I suppose, and having people just understanding. And again, I suppose it comes back to the ethical side of things and making sure that things are done right and people know what they should be doing and shouldn't be doing. So in terms of, I suppose, having people aware of what's happening and, you know, how things are developing, having the John McCarthy AI Summer School take place and all of the different experts, I suppose, that, you know, that are in it, I know they're focusing on finance in particular this year as well. How important is that to have an event like that take place here in Kerry, just to, I suppose, give out the information that is there and to let people know what is happening within the space?
Well, it's a huge advantage to people in the local area that this summer school has been choreographed and also curated in such a thematic area too, that it is about AI and finance. And this is the sixth year of the John McCarthy AI School, the godfather. I'm sure it's something Kerry people are very, very proud of, to have John McCarthy as the first person who coined the phrase artificial intelligence. So it's a real privilege to be here in Kerry as Minister for AI to launch the sixth summer school today. And I just want to thank Kerry and all of the team here at the Hub who do such an incredible job. But creating, I suppose, that opportunity for people to reflect on what AI is, but looking specifically at the theme of finance. We're currently, as a government, drawing up a national finance strategy for Ireland going forward. And again, we'd encourage any of your listeners who are interested in offering some suggestions or ideas to that. That is open for public consultation at the moment too. And I just think it's a wonderful opportunity, as I said, to have something so thematic that anybody who's in the area of finance can come here and hear a huge lineup of speakers, very distinguished speakers who will be talking in September. It's my great privilege to be here to launch it today. And I know that Kerry will be a great place to come, and obviously will be a hive of activity during the summer school itself.
Certainly will. And just before we finish up, because I know I've taken a lot of your time, Minister, and I thank you for talking to me, but I suppose something that's on the minds of all business at the moment is the tariffs and the impact that they're going to have. And I suppose we have a little bit more certainty now, because I know there's been agreements and statements have come out, and I know that the government just earlier in the week as well launched a fund to help businesses. Talk us through the importance of that fund and how you feel that it will be of support to businesses that are struggling at the moment.
Yeah, well, within the Department of Enterprise, there's, I suppose, two big pieces of work happening, and that is around a roadmap on market diversification and also an action plan on competitiveness. And I know that those words will ring very loudly in the minds of anybody who's doing business, particularly those who may be doing business abroad and doing business with our neighbours in the States. It has been a very volatile time, and I referred to it in my own speech in there today around the geopolitical landscape that's out there at the moment. It has created huge huge uncertainty since the new administration has come into place. Finally, we hope we have certainty. It's not pleasant. It's not what we want to be at 15% tariffs. But that being the case, it would seem that globally that would be the approach that President Trump has taken. And we have a government that is very agile, that it will be able to respond and will do everything in its power to ensure that the businesses that are dependent on those markets in the States, that they can continue to export, that they continue to sell their product. And also with the market diversification plan that the government's launching too, it is to look at doubling down where we have strong markets, being in the States, but also across our 27 member states in Europe, but also looking to new markets and to see how we can establish and how we can grow new relationships with Africa, with India, and further afield, because I suppose it's forced us into thinking differently maybe about global markets. But I suppose for your listeners who are listening, to provide certainty that the supports will be put in place to try and ensure that there is not, I suppose, a cliff edge reaction or a cliff edge fall for businesses who are going to be impacted by the 15% tariffs.